Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to lift Asia Cup cricket trophy for record 9th time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes the victory as Operation Sindoor on games field. At least 4 people killed and 8 injured in a shootout in Michigan, US. Vietnam closes airports and evacuates thousands of people in areas under storm threat as intensifying typhoon Boloi barrels towards the country. And in shooting, India's Anushka Thakur wins gold in women's 50-meter rifle 3 positions event at ISSF Junior World Cup in New Delhi. And now the news in detail. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to win their 9th Asia Cup at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium in Dubai, UAE, with Tilak Varma taking them with an unbeaten innings that proved decisive in the tournament's dramatic conclusion.
And bang! It's over. It's India who win the Asia Cup for the 9th time. It's been a thrilling final.
The victory extended India's perfect record against Pakistan in this tournament, having defeated them in all 3 encounters, including group stage and Super 4 matches on September 14 and 21. A report.
India won the toss and elected to field first, with Pakistan openers Shaib Sida Farhan and Farkar Zaman providing a solid foundation with an 84-run partnership in 9 overs before being separated. However, Pakistan's innings faltered thereafter, eventually being bowled out for 146 runs in the last over, setting a modest target of 147 runs for the victory. India's chase began with the loss of early wickets, slumping to 24-3 within the 4th over as Pakistan's bowlers led by Fahim Ashraf struck repeatedly. Sanju Samson joined Tilak Varma to forge a crucial 57-run partnership that reignited Indian hopes in the 13th over. However, Sanju Samson was dismissed. Shivam Dubey's arrival marked the turning point as he partnered with Tilak Varma to score 28 runs off the 15th and the 16th overs, reducing the equation to 36 runs from the final 4 overs. Tilak Varma remaining unbeaten at 69 from just 53 balls, stealing the Asia Cup in style in a last over 6 and guiding India home with 2 balls remaining. This is India's record-extending 9th victory at the Asia Cup. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Members of the Indian diaspora in Iceland participated in the Viksit Bharat Run organized by the Indian Embassy in Reykjavik yesterday. India's ambassador to Iceland, R. Ravindra, addressed the members of the Indian community and administered the Viksit Bharat pledge to them. In a statement shared on social media, Indian Embassy in Reykjavik stated, "On the road to a Viksit Bharat, the Embassy of India, Reykjavik, organized the Viksit Bharat Run today to motivate the Indian diaspora to contribute towards building a self-reliant and Viksit Bharat, that is, a developed India." In his address, Ambassador R. Ravindra recalled that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had outlined his vision for a Viksit Bharat 2047 in his 2025 Independence Day speech, emphasizing that India's progress is built on self-reliance, innovation and citizen empowerment. After the completion of the run, R. Ravindra distributed the participation certificates to the runners. According to the embassy statement, around 50 members of the Indian diaspora and Friends of India joined in the Reykjavik edition of Viksit Bharat Run 2025. At least 4 people were killed and 8 others injured after a former US Marine crashed his vehicle into a Mormon church in Michigan, opened fire with an assault rifle, and set the building ablaze before being fatally shot by the police. The attacker, identified as Thomas Jacob Sanford of Burton, Michigan, was a veteran of the Iraq War. Police say he deliberately targeted the church, which was packed with hundreds of worshippers. Two victims were killed during the attack, and 2 more bodies were found later in the burnt remains of the church. The shooting ended when 2 officers confronted Sanford in the parking lot and shot him dead within minutes of the first emergency call. Police are investigating Sanford's motive and examining his phone and home. Township police chief said that there are still people unaccounted for. 3 more Baloch persons were forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani security forces as the cycle of persecution continues amid an escalating wave of enforced disappearance across Balochistan. PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, stated that Pakistani army forcibly disappeared Sameer Baloch, a resident of Gwadar district's Kuldan Jiwani. In a social media post, Pak said, "Last night, Sameer Baloch, son of Nausherwan, was forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani army from Safura Goth in Karachi, Sindh." In a separate post, Pak mentioned that two Baloch individuals, Altaf Baloch and Ghalib Baloch, were forcibly disappeared from their homes during a raid conducted by Pakistani security forces on Saturday. Earlier, Pak revealed details about another incident of enforced disappearance, mentioning that Zakir Ali, a shopkeeper by profession, was abducted from his neighborhood on Wednesday. Pak also said that 17-year-old Siraj Baloch, a resident of Balgathar in Kech, was forcibly disappeared on Friday near the Star Plus Market in Turbat City. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. Vietnam closed airports and evacuated thousands of people in areas under storm threat as intensifying typhoon Boloi barreled towards the country days after causing at least 10 deaths and widespread flooding in the Philippines, a report.
The typhoon was generating winds of up to 133 km per hour and is forecast to make landfall in central Vietnam today, slowing as it nears the coast. National Weather Forecast Agency said, "This is a rapidly moving storm, nearly twice the average speed, with strong intensity and a broad area of impact." It said, "The storm is capable of triggering multiple natural disasters simultaneously, including powerful winds, heavy rainfall, flooding, flash floods, landslides, and coastal inundation." Northern and central provinces may see up to 600 millimeters of rain till Wednesday, with rivers rising by 9 meters and risk of flooding and landslides. Authorities in the central province of Ha Tinh have started to evacuate more than 15,000 people with thousands of troops on standby. Residents in Vinh, capital of Nha An province, where the typhoon is expected to make landfall, were rushing to secure homes, tie down boats and stack sandbags or water-filled sacks on rooftops. Vietnam suspended operations at four coastal airports yesterday, including Da Nang International Airport, and adjusted the departure time of several flights. Schools in the typhoon-affected area will be closed today, with closures potentially extended if necessary. Jigyasa Pandey for World News.
The United Nations has confirmed the reactivation of sanctions against Iran, reinstating a list of 43 individuals and 78 entities previously sanctioned under Security Council Resolution 1737. This move follows the formal invocation of the snapback mechanism last month by France, Britain, and Germany, allowing UN sanctions to be reimposed within 30 days over Iran's alleged breaches of the 2015 nuclear deal. Israeli warplanes targeted Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon yesterday, marking the latest flare-up along the Israel-Lebanon border despite a ceasefire reached last year. As per reports, Israeli aircraft carried out multiple raids on areas around Far Reman and Al-Jarmakh, firing air-to-ground missiles that triggered powerful explosions. And in shooting, India's Anushka Thakur won gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event at the ISSF Junior World Cup at Dr. Karni Singh Range in Delhi yesterday. This was Thakur's second gold in the competition, following her earlier win in the 50-meter rifle-prone event. In the junior men's 50-meter three positions, Adrian Kormakar secured the silver. India currently leads the medal tally with 4 gold, 6 silver and 3 bronze. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. India beat Pakistan by 5 wickets to lift Asia Cup cricket trophy for record 9th time. Prime Minister Narendra Modi describes the victory as Operation Sindoor on games field. At least 4 people killed and 8 injured in a shootout in Michigan, US. Vietnam closes airports and evacuates thousands of people in areas under storm threat as intensifying typhoon Boloi barrels towards the country. And in shooting, India's Anshuka Thakur wins gold medal in women's 50-meter rifle three-positions event at ISSF Junior World Cup in New Delhi. That's all in World News. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good day.